We now call to order the September 2nd meeting of the Ushland County Planning Commission. Ms. Parker, do we have a quorum?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Father God, we come before you with thanks and praise. Thank you for all the blessings of this life. We are gathered here this evening on behalf of the good citizens of Ushland County. We ask that you give us the guidance and the wisdom to do what is right by them and right by you. We ask you to bless our county, our state, our nation, and our troops. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. We all had a chance to look at the minutes.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minutes.
I second it.
It's been motioned and properly seconded that we approve the minutes as written. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Ayes have it. We now open the floor for a citizen comment period for anything that's not on tonight's agenda. If you wish to come forward and say anything, please come forward, state your name and address, and you'll have 3 minutes to say what you want. Seeing no one, we close the citizen comment period. Ms. Parker.
We have no request to defer additions, deletions, or changes to the order of the public hearings. Our first public hearing item is in District 4, CU 2016-00005A, application by Kendall Rayfield requesting renewal of a conditional use permit CU 2016-00005 for animal boarding and commercial kennel on 1.362 acres at 32 Briggs Drive on tax map 471043D. The property is zoned Business General B1. The conditional use permit is required by Ushland County Zoning Ordinance Section 15242. The comprehensive plan designates this area as commercial.
Thank you, Ms. Parker. Good evening, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission. I am Ray Cash, Assistant Director for Community Development. This item before you tonight is a renewal of a conditional use permit for animal boarding commercial kennel. It is located in the northeastern part of the county. It is located on a general business park property, B1. To the north and to the west are M1 properties. To the south and to the east are B1. The comprehensive plan does call for this area to be commercial uses. This is an aerial of the property. You can see the building in the center, sort of towards the southern part of the property. I would note that if you notice in the northern and eastern portion of the building, there is a outside area that is the exercise area for the animals, and that's important. That's part of the conditions for the case. So a summary of the case, the applicant does request a renewal of the conditional use permit. Originally, this was approved in September of 2016. The use does operate under the name of Fur Kingdom. The property appears to comply with the conditions of the previous case, and there are no reported zoning violations. The applicant, as part of the renewal, does request one change to the previous conditions, and that's regarding the number of the animals that are permitted outside at one time. So with the approval of this request, it would be requested that we renew the conditional use approval until the last day of October 2031. We would increase, the proposal would increase from 4 to 10, the number of animals permitted outside at one time. Please note they're only allowed in the outdoor animal exercise area, I just showed you on the screen, and staff for the business must be present when they are outside. There was a community meeting held in July at the business location. Mr. Sharp, staff, and one neighboring business owner attended. No concerns were raised, and the one attendee did speak in favor of the request. As you know, over recent years, we have modified some of the standard conditions related to certain uses, and animal keeping and commercial kennel are one of those. I would note, as we revised to the standard conditions, I did want to note that the existing condition 4 and the condition 7 have been modified. 4 would be to now go from 4 to 10, and I will say, actually, we've deleted from the conditions the noise condition from the previous case. So conditions, again, would be pretty standard. There is the use to allow operation. A conceptual plan is included in your packet. Hours of operation, 6:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. The use is limited to 150 animals. Outdoor activities, again, now maybe up to 10 animals. Odor control, opaque fence, again, that designates the area where the animals will be kept. Sorry about that. They do have an existing sign on the site that does comply. And with this request, we would expect an extension of 10 years for this conditional use permit. And in standard language that we typically add as a condition with most cases regarding the transfer of the property and the permit. Sorry about that. So staff is available for if you have any questions.
Why was item 7 on the original one, the noise, omitted here?
Recognizing that it's a difficult condition to control under normal circumstances or to evaluate, mm-hmm. We also noted where the location of this property was and the hours of operation. It's surrounded, like to the east is a mini storage, across the street is vacant industrial, and the veterinary hospital is the closest neighbor right across the street, or a veterinarian. We felt like that condition during the daylight hours that it operates, it's really hard to enforce, and so we thought it was appropriate to remove that request. Or that condition, rather.
Thank you.
Have you had any complaints from neighbors throughout?
No, there's been no complaints received. And again, the neighbor that's probably has the best visibility into the site attended the meeting and did voice support.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For Thank the case. And the applicant is here tonight if you do have questions for them.
Is there any anticipated increase in noise with the increase of animals outside active access 150%? Is that going to affect anything?
They would be natural that there would be probably additional noise. That is one of the key elements to make sure that staff's out there with them, to keep under control for a variety of reasons, mm-hmm. for the dog's health, safety, and to keep mm-hmm. the nuisance factor down, our potential nuisance factor. And the applicant could explain the reasoning why they asked for the increase. And again, the hours of operation, and if you looking at where the property is located, it's the back of a grocery store beside a mini storage mm-hmm. and thing. At this point, we don't see that the noise factor would be an impact.
Thank you. Any other questions? Would the applicant like to come forward?
Don't have any.
Thank
you, sir.
You don't have to.
Thank you. It's been great.
Do we have any questions for the applicant?
We don't.
No, we don't.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
I make a motion to approve the seat renewal of the seat. I'm sorry.
Comments.
Thank you. We now open this for a public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak for or against, please come forward. You have 3 minutes. State your name and address, and you have 3 minutes to do so. Seeing no one, we close the public hearing.
My only comment is I'm very pleased that they're back, because I was very skeptical in 16 that this would be embraced by the community, and I'm very pleased and glad that y'all have been successful. We need good, successful businesses around here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah. I make a motion to approve the renewal CUP for the applicant.
Okay.
Second.
All right. It's been motioned and properly seconded. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Ms. Parker.
Our next item is in District 4, CU 2021-00007, application by H&amp;S Development Group, LLC, requesting a conditional use permit for 154-foot telecommunication tower on 4.02 acres at 2385 Lanier Road on tax map 4731070. The property is zoned industrial general M2. The conditional use permit is required by Goochland County Zoning Ordinance, Section 15272, in accordance with Section 15288B. The comprehensive plan designates this area as industrial.
Thank you, Ms. Parker. Members of the Commission, Tom Coleman, Principal Planner. As Ms. Parker said, this is a conditional use permit application for a communications tower. This is located in the northeastern part of the county. The property is in Lanier Industrial Park. The subject properties to the north and south and to the east are also in the industrial park, and they share an industrial zoning. The property to the west is zoned agriculturally, and that's not within the industrial park. With the comprehensive plan recommendation, it corresponds to the zoning of the subject property and the properties to the north and south and to the east. In the industrial park, those are all recommended for industrial use. Of the property to the west, which is zoned agriculturally, is recommended for flexible use in the comprehensive plan. Look at the photo. I've sort of starred the approximate location of the tower. Just would note that there was an addition to the building since the photo was taken. We were able to, even through Google and other sources, find a more updated aerial photo, but when you see the site plan that I'll show you later in the presentation, you will see a larger building on the site. Now, the proposal, FCI Towers operates office and warehouse at this location, and they provide training and warehousing and other services for the telecommunications industry. They're proposing a monopostal tower. The tower would be 150 feet in height with a lightning rod on top. The tower would be located within a fenced compound. They've indicated the tower would be used for tower climbing training, and it would provide the potential for wireless carrier co-locations on the facility. It is designed to accommodate at least three additional carriers, but the applicant has not identified a potential carrier for the tower at this time. As mentioned earlier, what we have is the site plan. You sort of see that the building is larger than it was shown in the aerial photo. There in the sort of circled in red hashed lines are the fenced compound area. And it doesn't show up as easily on here, but I'll mention this a little bit later. There is a proffered buffer back here that corresponds with that line, just so that the tower and the fenced area are outside of that that buffer. There was a photo simulation. They did have a balloon test on the site, and that's a photo simulation of what the tower would look like on this, the proposed tower would look like. I just wanted to bring one thing to the Commission's attention in our preliminary review. As I mentioned, there is a, when Lanier Industrial Park, when the zoning was approved, there was a requirement for there to be a 50-foot buffer around the perimeter of the site. There's landscaping required in that buffer. Our initial evaluation shows that there's probably a little slight on the landscaping required in there, but when they are required to get a POD review, and as a part of our POD review, we'll be working with them to maybe identify a few more trees to be located within the buffer. They did host a community meeting in July. Board member Mr. Sharp and Commissioner Mr. Patak and staff attended. They gave a brief description of what they were proposing. There was no opposition. No one from the public attended. And I mentioned earlier, they did have a balloon test in August. And to staff's knowledge, there have not been any concerns or complaints brought to staff's attention with this application or with the balloon test. Now, moving to the recommended conditions, and these are going to be sort of the typical conditions that the Commission would see proposed with the tower. The first condition would allow the communication tower on the property. The second one would require them to comply with the conceptual plan that they submitted with the application. The third one would require them to have a plan of development. Number four would limit the tower height to 154 feet. The fifth one would require them to comply with any regulatory agencies, especially state or federal agencies. The sixth one would require them to secure the tower with a fence, and it would prohibit barbed wire. The seventh one would prohibit any interference with any other communication systems. Eight would require them to utilize a neutral, non-reflective color on the tower. The ninth one would require them to maintain a buffer, which is required with the tower, at the base of the tower. Number 10 would require them to allow the county to see if there's a co-location potential for county facilities on the site. Number 11 would require them to commence construction within 2 years of the approval of the CUP. 12 would require them to provide internal access. 13, if the tower was no longer in use, that would provide a timeline for them to remove the tower if it's no longer in use. And then the last one is sort of our standard transfer lease condition for CEPs. And that concludes my presentation. Be happy to answer any questions.
Just out of curiosity, just about every other telecommunications tower application we've addressed, the tower was going to be 199 feet tall, and this one is 154. What's the difference?
I mean, this was the applicant's request, so I would defer to the applicant to answer that question.
Okay. Since the existing site is completely surrounded with fencing, will the tower also be an additional fence, or they use part of what's already there?
It's an additional fence. So is it the property is in a fenced area, but the tower would, and the equipment at the base of the tower would have its own fenced-in area also.
Not much room back there.
Right. I mean, they showed on the conceptual plan the size of the fenced area.
Yeah, 20 by 40, I think is what I said.
Thank you.
Would the applicant happen to have a presentation?
I did bring a presentation. Good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. I am Matt Winstead. I'm with FCI, which is a sister company to H&S. I really don't have to say a lot. He covered it very well. I did bring a couple extra photos of the balloon tests and whatnot. If you just want to zip through those. This thing.
There we go. Forward, backward,
pointer. Okay. This is the original photo that he showed earlier. This is just a rough area shot where the project site is at the top left, top center. Again, same map he showed earlier, same site plan he showed earlier. This is kind of a closer up view of the tower itself within the compound, and as Mr. Rockcharlie said, it is a limited area, but we can expand it if we need to for additional carriers. Something that also has come up since we applied, T-Mobile has actually expressed an interest in co-locating, so we are working with them to try and get that to happen. Excuse me. This is the actual balloon test. You can see the arrow marking where the balloon is. So it's very close to that original photo sim. When you float the balloon, the wind does carry it a little bit, but calculations indicate that it didn't drop more than 10 feet at any given time, so we should be good there. This is a view from just around the top of the loop on Linear Road at 2375. This is a view from the concrete plant next door, 2391 Linear. This is from 2408, which is just a little bit further east from the, you can see the concrete plant right next to the power line right there. And the balloon is very small at that point. This is from 2356, which is the next road, the bottom of the loop. I'm sorry, I went backwards. Oh, come on, went the wrong button. Okay. So this is 2356, which is the next road down. And you can see it's still visible above the top of the roofs, but much further away, of course. And this is the first road you come to when you turn into Linear Development. It's still Linear, but it's further up. And this is the only spot I could really spot the balloon at all, and you can't even really see it in the photo, but it's not visible anywhere else where the buildings are because it's so far away. And that's it.
Thank you.
I believe John had a question.
Yes.
Yeah, well, what's the deal with only 154 feet?
Well, we were not sure if we were going to have additional co-locators at the time. Mm-hmm. We can build it to 199, but we don't need to build it any higher than 150. Okay. As the industry matures, the tower heights don't need to be as high. Mm-hmm. So 150 is generally more than enough for what we need.
Any other questions?
Nope.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. We now open the floor for a public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak for or against, please come forward, state your name and address, and you'll have 3 minutes. Seeing no one, we'll close the public hearing. Gentlemen.
I move that we recommend this for approval.
I'll second that.
It's been motioned and properly seconded. Any other discussion?
Do we know as any other towers close to those communication towers?
As part of the pre-application, we did, like, there weren't any towers that we would consider close enough to mention in the staff report.
Okay. That's 199.
The other towers that were in that would we think would be speaking to this would typically be up to 199.
All right. It's been motioned and properly seconded. No further discussion?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Ms. Parker?
No old business, no other business.
We have a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
All right.
Thank you.
You weren't quite aggressive enough in your time.